Good morning, 8:21 a.m. on Friday, July 29th. No, Friday, July 30th, 2021. 67 degrees, sunny, hazy, light breeze, no humidity. And it is a brand new day. Good morning, everyone. PC Herring here. How are you doing? Welcome to Friday. You made it. Just a few more hours and we can start the weekend. How's that sound to y'all? Sounds really good to me, I'll tell you that right now. Out walking, enjoying this very nice weather ahead of what I'm hoping will be a quiet day on at the office, though last day of the month likely won't be. And ahead of dress rehearsal and concert tomorrow. Tonight will be our last rehearsal ahead of our outdoor band shell-ish concert tomorrow. And for the first time in probably, well, ever since I've been doing this concert, it looks like we're gonna have decent weather for it. Every year it's either raining or hot and humid. I mean, like crazy stupid hot and humid. And while it's gonna be a little warmer tomorrow than it is right now, they're still predicting relatively clean weather. So that will be a much, much welcome relief for me. And frankly, I think for everybody else playing and everybody else who's coming to attend. If you're in the Chicagoland area and you're interested in coming out, give me a holler. I'll give you the details and let you know when and where. But it'll be about an hour and 15 to an hour and 20 minutes of concert. No intermission, straight shot, outdoor seating. Feel free to spread yourself around. If you've been to this concert before, I know there are at least one or two of you who have, who are listening, it's the same fee structure where you pay per car and not per person in order to get into the park. All right, enough of that shameless self-promotion. Got some interesting response back from my comments both here on the walk and on Facebook and Twitter regarding my feelings on Simone Biles and some of the comparisons I made to Carrie Strug in Atlanta. And I didn't realize how much I had forgotten about what had happened to Carrie. You know, when I talked to you guys yesterday, I said she, quote, tweaked her ankle. No, she apparently had heard some snaps and torn ligaments and the whole deal and ended up spraining the ankle pretty badly. I actually found an Olympic replay on YouTube and watched it again. And it was painful to watch. I'm not sure if that was because I knew what was going to happen or because I had very strong feelings on the matter, as you no doubt heard yesterday. But I was just kind of, it was not a pleasant experience rewatching that pair of vaults. Good friend of mine, know him in real life, he's in my game crew, called me out on a couple of things that that he and I generally disagree on, and that's totally okay because it's okay to disagree. He argued very effectively and reminded me that there isn't really enough, for lack of a better phrase, evidence one way or the other. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing today?
I'm enjoying this weather.
Yeah, it's so nice.
No humidity, no rain, I'll take it.
Perfect.
Have a good one.
You too.
As Dave Robinson would say, that was an NPC and her dog, so I'm walking around my neighborhood, so it's good to be friendly. As my friend, reminded me and pointed out to me that all of Strug's known public statements that we were able to find, both at the time and in the aftermath, very heavily alluded to the fact that it was her choice to do the second vault, that she wanted to do the second vault, that she, you know, felt it was the right thing to do. She also alluded to, that, you know, sure, the coaches are there to coach and encourage, and when you see the coaches on the side going, you can do it, shake it off, just go for it, it's not necessarily pressure as much as it is encouragement to help put the pain out of your mind when you've made the decision to do what you're going to do. So I'm finding myself in a need to revise my viewpoint on it, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, we get into a situation in discourse and in discussion where my way's the right way, my view's the right view, and it's the only view, and there's no room, there's no willingness is a better phrase, for somebody to assimilate a new perspective and potentially adjust their outlook or their opinions accordingly. I ultimately come down to is this. I said this last night to my friend, and he kind of again called me out on it. He's really good at poking through my arguments. It's part of the reason I enjoy debating him as much as I do, because we can see eye to eye on the same thing, or we can clash on an opinion, and we aren't necessarily trying to change each other's minds, but we are. He makes me think things through in a more detailed and more in-depth way than I might otherwise normally do. And we had some pretty heated ones, he and I, but I really appreciate that out of him. So, brother, if you're listening, I'm sure you are. Thank you. You know who you are. He pointed out to me that, you know, all of Strug's public statements were that, it was her choice. She made the final decision, and she did not necessarily feel pressure or undue pressure other than potentially the need to compete and the need to put her, pun not intended, best foot forward. Good morning, puppers. Black lab? Oh, yeah. Black lab in a neighbor's yard I'm coming up on wants to say hello and get his name on pod. So like I said, my sense of things are that if it was in fact her decision, and if in fact she did make that decision without feeling like she was under some kind of duress or excessive pressure, then that's her choice to make and her consequences to accept. Simone Biles made a choice, and it was her choice to make and her consequences to accept. Where I get concerned, and of course these are reports and I haven't dug into much more than, Google searching and the media reports from the day and from now, where I get concerned are when I see comments that said, I broke a limb and the coaches forced me to train despite that limb or despite that injury. Where I feel like the athlete, regardless of the sport, regardless of the genders, regardless of what have you, the athlete in question is put in a place where they feel they have no choice but to train, work out, exercise, compete when they do not feel confident or able to do so at the level that they are expected to do so. You know, this is not to say, oh, I sprained my wrist, therefore I can't run. But it is to say, I sprained my wrist, so while I can do running exercises, I shouldn't be catching footballs, or I shouldn't be catching basketballs, I shouldn't be catching baseballs, I shouldn't be throwing shot put, whatever it happens to be. You know, I can't tell you how many times when somebody on my swimming team got injured, myself included, and we had a lower body or like a waist, or, you know, a lower body strain or a sprain, leg, ankle, pulled muscle, bad cramp, what have you. You know, we still had dry land exercises we could do that did not utilize that muscle group or that muscle group as intensely, that we still use to work out and be there, but we weren't ever forced or coerced into, no, I don't care that your leg is sprained, you're going to go off, or your ankle sprained, you're going to go off the blocks 50 times this practice round. Or a diver who had a bad ankle being intimidated to take dives when their ankle is not up to that level of activity. So, you know, I found another thing from Atlanta 96. Dominique Mocianu, she fell on beam, came down kind of on the back of her head and her neck, and she put a tweet out there supporting Simone Biles, because she felt that when she was in Atlanta, she did not have any support or any medical exam looking at what turned out to be a fractured, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was, you know, a bone in her head and neck that had apparently gotten fractured. And, you know, her recollection was that nobody checked her, nobody took her back to give her a scan or a physical exam or anything, and she was expected to go out and perform on the next exercise, which in fact she did. You know, everyone's got their own experiences, everyone's got their own sense of it, and as an outsider looking in, you know, I can say, well, as long as she wasn't coerced, and that's fine, but as long as I can only go on what's been publicly stated. I don't have an inside track. And that was something that my friend had to remind me about last night when we were talking, and there's something to be said there. So fundamentally, you know, athletes need to know where their limits are. Athletes need to know how far they are willing to push their limits. The answer varies from person to person, and whether you make the decision to try to vault with a potentially sprained ankle or to not compete after you've realized that you have lost track, you are suffering from a situation where you cannot track how far, how rotated and how twisted up you are in the middle of a vault, and therefore you choose to stop. As long as you make those decisions accordingly to what you feel is in your best interests and what you are willing to do, and you make those decisions freely without excessive coercion, then those are your consequences, for better or worse, to accept. Now, the one thing my friend and I absolutely agreed on was the poor taste in I'll say it, NBC's coverage of that competition, in that after she withdrew, and I'm sorry, I'm talking about Tokyo now, that after Simone withdrew, after she had come back out, and after we'd gotten a sense of what was going on with her, the media coverage, the cameras, the producers, the whole broadcast team would not leave Simone Biles alone. Sure, we watched the competitors, sure, we watched the athletes, but after every athlete, there seemed like there was this comparison to how Simone would have done it, or you know, what she must be thinking right now, or, you know, oh, let's see how she's responding as the cheerleader on the side. And that gets back to what I was saying earlier yesterday about, you know, that's private and personal, and that's none of our business. Sure, she's in a public place. Sure, she's going to be caught on camera on an international broadcast. I get that. But she's withdrawn from the competition. She's taken herself out of the spotlight. She's done so for perfectly valid reasons. And the media needs to respect that. And it's not just in gymnastics. It's not just in the Olympics. I mean, we see it, and I've seen it in a lot of other sports, basketball, Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan. I've seen it in football where, you know, we're as a born and died in the wool Chicago Bears fan, my wife and I get really frustrated when we're watching NBC's coverage of the Bears on like a Sunday night special, and they're, you know, it's like Chicago versus Tampa's a bad example. Chicago versus Los Angeles, or Chicago versus Detroit, and the color commentator is talking about how Aaron Rodgers would have done this, or Aaron Rodgers this, and Aaron Rodgers that, and Tom Brady this. It's like, neither Aaron Rodgers nor Tom Brady are on the field right now. We don't need to be talking about them. Granted, these days, when you've got the Bears on the coverage, you've got to find some things to talk about because there's not much going there, but that's another conversation. But I think the way, you know, of course, there's the news article, you know, the lead athlete withdraws from competition. Okay, fine. Tell us that. That's newsworthy. Fine. And there is a worthy follow-up of why lead athlete withdrew from competition, and is lead athlete okay? Because there is a certain public concern that we as fans of the sport, fans of the athlete, fans of the competition, have about said lead athlete. But once all that's been settled, or if there's no new news to report, don't keep rehashing it. You know, how many times, I lost count, and if I was taking a drinking game, I probably would have been toast after an hour, which for those of you who know me is maybe not the best of comparisons, because I am a lightweight, but that's another conversation. You know, were we hearing, well, we don't have an update, we're reaching out, we're trying to get updates, you know, I get it. You know, lead athlete withdraws from competition for unclear reason. We have reached out to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so to get an update. We'll let you know what we hear back. But you don't have to keep coming back to it to tell us that there's no new news. You know, when one of the commentators was texting with her coach, with Biles' coach, and she got an update from the coach, that was worth reporting. When USA Gymnastics released a statement, that was worth reporting. But beyond that, leave the athlete alone. Let them deal with what they have to deal with, and let them, and not worrying about the next camera that's going to show up in her face. But That, unfortunately, is not a situation that is unique to what happened at the Olympics. That happens a lot. We are so enamored with our celebrities and our sports stars and our politicians, for that matter, that we do not bother to consider their need for privacy. And then we have the audacity to be offended when they ask for that privacy. That should tell you something. I can't tell you how many times I've had somebody come up to me to share with me the latest gossip on a celebrity. And usually they're celebrities I know, and usually they're celebrities I care about, but sometimes they're celebrities I really couldn't give a damn about. Oh, did you hear about this? Nope. Oh, did you see so-and-so last night at the awards show? She looked, you know, he or she looked like they added, put on a little bit of weight. What do you think that means? I don't know. It means they put on some weight. Well, geez, don't you think they're just, no, they're human. We're all human. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Not everybody's able to really take care of themselves in the way they once were. Hello to you, too. I don't know where that bird call comes from. It happens about the exact same time every time I walk past one specific house. Might be my version of the wood bridge or the monk post. But you know, do I care that celebrity A was out till 2 a.m. and, you know, out at a club and then slept in and missed their call the next morning? No. Do I care that this person looks like they've, you know, may have gotten plastic surgery? No. You know, people have their own lives, their own choices, and when they are not on the stage that they are used to, you know, in the movie or in the TV show or competing in the sports event or making that political speech or, you know, doing what is a part of their public facing job / career, I could give a shit. I want them to be happy and healthy and safe, which is the exact same thing I want for you guys. And as I approach the house, I wish you and everybody a very happy and healthy and safe and, yes, a productive day and however you choose to measure that productivity. It's Friday, so I will talk to the majority of you. I'll talk to again on Monday. Patreon patrons, I will see you tomorrow morning for a concert morning walk. But whether I talk to you tomorrow or I talk to you on Monday, either way, they will be brand new days. Have a good one.